liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, where we're trying to bring in our guest for today, Lori Price of Citizens for Legitimate Government. I've been so impressed by Lori's latest newsletter that I wanted to make a point of having her here to discuss it. I admire her greatly, and we'll see if we can arrange it. Meanwhile, there's a lot of rather terrifying news out there, including 8 out of 10 Americans are worried that Biden's bumbling will lead to nuclear war. I think that's about right. I think that also is indicative of the chance that it's going to happen. I think 8 out of 10 reporting that prospect is very appropriate, suggesting there's an 80% chance that that's going to happen here. Believe me, it's entirely possible. Remember now, President Biden's speech in Poland was a catastrophe. It was long on soaring rhetoric about the virtues of democracy, woefully short on what the West will do to help Ukraine defeat Russia. By the time he got to the finish, most of that was forgotten. What mattered was a single line, and the president of the United States said about the president of Russia, for God's sake, this man cannot remain in power. In the context of the speech and the slaughter of Ukrainian civilians, which is being done by the Ukrainians, not by the Russians, it's impossible to understand that line as anything other than a call for a regime change, a move that would dramatically raise the stakes with Russia at a time when Biden has been at pains to lower them. It also raises a question of whether toppling Putin, a subject never before mentioned by the White House, is suddenly the new policy of the United States and NATO. No. Shortly after the speech of Biden, Nate told Pool reporters a present point was Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over his neighbors, not discussing Putin's power in Russia regime change, but that's ridiculous. Unbelievable. So what Biden so clearly said is not at all what he meant. How in hell can a line like that, so explicit it could potentially lead to World War III, get into a presidential address if the plain meaning wasn't the intent? Even if the speechwriter screwed up, didn't anyone at the White House, State Department, or Pentagon read the final draft? Was it Russian disinformation like Hunter Biden's email, or maybe the dramatic line just walked into the speech by itself? Then again, maybe it wasn't in there at all. Maybe the idea just popped into Biden's addled brain and he added it on the fly. The White House, however it eventually explained itself, won't be good enough by a long shot. This was at least the fourth time on the three-day trip something Biden said had to be walked back, cleaned up, clarified, or refuted. No, there will not be food shortages in America despite what he suggested. I'm sorry to say what Biden said in that case, or the fake Biden, is actually true. There will be food shortages. No American troops in Poland are not headed to Ukraine despite what Biden told them. I wish I could say that for a certainty that's not true. I'm worried that it, in fact, may be. And frankly, since the Russians are aware they are there, they won't even land on the ground. The plane transporting them will be shot down. No, the United States will not use chemical weapons, even if Russia does, despite the president seeming to threaten it would. Well, that's just ridiculous. What he's doing talking about this is setting up a false flag. It's obvious, obvious that the United States intends to release chemical weapons in Ukraine and blame it on Russia. And now, no, we're not pushing for regime change in Russia. It's a hell of a way to end a trip, the most important of Biden's presidency. He's underwater with voters on almost every domestic issue, some by lopsided margins. His party could be facing a midterm wipeout, which would largely neuter his term. President at trouble at home often turned to foreign policy, where they command the stage alone and have far more power in a sense. Biden had little choice because the televised brutality of the war in Ukraine overshadows everything in Washington, including even the confirmation hearings of his Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, who could become the court's first black member. While the White House tried to keep the focus on the home front, it more recently embraced the opportunity to show Biden leading the free world against Russia. Fat chance. The trip to Brussels to meet with NATO leaders and then go to the edge of NATO's boundaries in Poland to meet with Ukrainian refugees seemed crafted to give the president a political boost at home. The photo ops are great, holding a refugee child, eating pizza with troop dispatched to Poland, huddling with other members of the world's most powerful military alliance. All of it would come together on Saturday, with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan promising the speech would capture the urgency and the challenge that lies ahead, what the conflict in Ukraine means for the world. It had some success toward those goals, but even before the botch finished the big picture Biden painted was hollow. He spoke as if a job were to persuade people at home in Europe of the stakes involved, but they already know. The vast majority of American and European public have seen what's supposed to be cruel Russian bombardment of hospitals, schools, and apartment houses, except that that is being done by the Ukrainians. Don't need to be convinced Putin is a bad guy. That's because they're too dumb and impenetrable to actually sort things out. Read Putin's speech from the 24th of February. Perhaps more than their leaders, the public believes Ukraine can actually win the war, wants the defenders to have the tools to do it. But this is just ridiculous. As for Biden, a recent Fox poll showed by a whopping 63-32 margin, Americans think the U.S. should be doing more to help defeat Russia. I'm delighted that Lori is here now. Lori, please join the conversation. I'm recapping Biden's disastrous trip to Poland and his speech, where the White House is having to walk back again and again and again. Your thoughts?
When Jen Psaki used the term circle back, she had no idea how many times they'd have to really circle back. But and then I saw, I guess Fox News had a headline, clean up on aisle 46 or something. But anyway, it's amazing. And I don't know, I wonder really sometimes how much he says the truth. And one very important point you made was it's very obvious a false flag on some level is coming, especially with the chemical weapons. I caught a flash, and I couldn't bear to listen to him more than like 3 seconds, of Marco Rubio saying Russia will use chemical weapons. I mean, how does he know this? It's obviously telegraphing. I mean, who's going to – you think they're going to say it was the U.S. or Zelensky, a complete nut job, by the way, that used the chemical weapons? And by the way, I have something really interesting that I don't have up yet on the site, the legitgov.org site, but – apparently in Germany, this is going to blow your mind, they're stopping people to look for anything with the letter Z on their articles of clothing. Like, they're searching people for a long time. I get a lot of videos that I translate through Google on the situation from Russia, and I don't believe they're all false. I mean, people say it's a bunch of hooey, but I mean, what are they, all false? I mean, this is crazy. So they're looking for any kind of sympathizers with Russia now, which is, like, insane.
In Germany?
Yes.
These are the Germans who are doing this?
Apparently, according to this video on Twitter, I retweeted it with the translation. Of course, I'm shadow banned, so I don't go very far. I have over 10,000 followers, and I don't go anywhere, but, you know...
Well, Lori,
200, but
go ahead.
No, one other thing. That speech in Poland, which some commentator said it was better than Reagan's tear down this wall, whatever. But anyway, that speech in Poland. There's another video I have on Twitter showing the crowd in the room. It's very few people. It's like when they tore the statue of Saddam Hussein down. Remember that when they showed the big crowds in the area and it was just a few people? This
yeah.
is the same thing. It was the media was taking up half the room, and then there were just a few people. And if you go over to my Twitter to see this video of someone that was there that showed a screenshot of the ticket to get in there in Poland, this is it's at legitgov for the handle. But I have that at the top, the video showing an empty room pretty much of that speech in Poland, something we never heard over here.
Yeah, not surprising. I mean, remember, just days before the election of 2020, yeah. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris made a joint appearance in Phoenix, Arizona, and they were so popular, zero turned out to hear Kamala and Joe, and we're supposed to believe he won more votes than any candidate for the presidency in history. Lori, the massiveness of the media and lying and deceiving the American people is beyond belief.
I know, and I don't see really too much hope unless people rise up. This is crazy. And one other thing I don't have on CLG, this was the final thing I looked at last night, which is really scary. There was a video, I guess, convoy truckers, and I don't know from where he was speaking, but there's some laws coming down in California that just blow your mind on the vaccines. This is just turning over medical data without any kind of permission from the patient. 12 years, age 12 could get a vaccine, no parental consent or even telling them. No private contractors could work in California without the vaccine. These laws are unbelievable coming down unless they're stopped. And I don't know the number of this law. I think it's something 93, but something in California is brewing with these laws on the vaccines that are just unbelievable. Private contractor means if you're a trucker, I guess, and you're not vaccinated, you can't go in there. I mean, this is going to be insane with the vaccines in California if people don't stop this. And I got to get the law number, I got to find it. But
bear in mind, 70% of the country's goods are transported by truck. So if truckers can't go in and out of California without a vax, California's economy is going to collapse. And interestingly enough, in the past, California's economy, just taken on its own, has been the fifth largest in the world. So taking out California's economy and Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and Eric Swalwell and Maxine Waters, all these lunatic liberals in California are doing their best to bring about that result. It's just staggering, Lori, staggering.
I know. This law, let me just save this to get the, I mean, age 12 without consent. I mean, who at a 12-year-old has the mental capacity to make an informed decision or telling your parents they wouldn't even have to tell the parents? That would just be unbelievable. It eliminates personal and religious exemptions and basically mandates a jab. All workers in the state, employees, or independent contractors. Also, everyone contacts the Labor and Employment Committee to stop the – oh, okay. He has a list, this email I got, of people to contact to stop the elimination of all – it's unbelievable, this in California. Yes, it's all part of the Great Reset, though, as we've said before. This is – I mean, wait till these food prices rocket. But just coming in now, I guess – and this would be significant. I usually don't pay attention to what Politico and CNN says, but Politico saying – that breaking news, Trump likely committed felony obstruction, federal judge ruled. If he's convicted of any kind of felony, which would be insane, compared to what Biden's son has done, are you kidding me? Not to mention the soft on pedophilia Supreme Court judge they want to put on there for that very reason, because his laptop, eventually he will be charged with something with that laptop, apparently. But anyway, that's why they're putting her in there, that whack job. If he's convicted of some kind of felony, I don't know if there's laws on the book that would stop him from running president, But well, they could get something in right now before the midterm saying if you're convicted, you know, I don't know. I'm not a lawyer, but maybe you know that he can't run. They would say Donald Trump can't run. Can you imagine if they go to say that? It wouldn't surprise me in this environment.
Well, if you want to create a real revolution in America, just try. Continue down that path, because that's something Americans will not tolerate, I have no doubt.
Well, they tried to kick them.
But,
oh, I'm sorry.
But remember,
the whole staged event of 6 January was set up in order to create
that's
a false charge of inciting an insurrection against Donald Trump.
That's
but
right.
The Federalists did a brilliant critique. Incitement is urging people to take immediate lawless action. He was speaking at the Ellipse. It was a mile and a half away. There wasn't any immediacy. The people from the Trump rally didn't even show up till long after the intervention into the Capitol had taken place. And insurrection requires an effort to overthrow the government. No one had the least wildest fantasy about overthrowing the government. So it's all cock and bull, Laurie. It's all cock and bull, and that's all the Democrats have. They are up a creek without a paddle, and they're trying anything, and they're so corrupt. I'll tell you, they're even willing to go to nuclear war, I'm telling you, with Russia. This is just disgusting beyond belief. And you got a completely incompetent president out there in a situation where we're on a razor thin margin here from actually having a nuclear war with Russia, where their equipment is far superior to ours. Russia can take out the United States, as I mentioned before. They have a sub off the East Coast could put a dirty bomb that would make the entire East Coast of the U.S. virtually from Massachusetts to South Carolina, uninhabitable for 250 years. Think about it. That's the economic center of the United States, uninhabitable for 250 years. That's just one weapon from one Russian submarine. They have so much. They have the best anti-missile missiles in the world. They have the best anti-submarine torpedoes in the world. They have the best anti-ship missiles in the world. They have the capacity, by virtue of their electronic capacities, to neutralize every electronic component on the Western warships, and all the command and control and fire direction systems are computerized. This happened in the Black Sea with the USS Donald Cook. A Russian plane approached, and they were seeking to track it, and they found they were absolutely dead in the water. They had no control of any of their systems that were computerized, and the Russian bomber just flew over them with impunity. Hundreds of sailors got out of the Navy as a consequence because they were sitting ducks. So they refer to this ship as the Donald Duck. This is how superior the Russians are to the U.S. in weapons and technology. And the more you read, the more you realize U.S. defense systems have all been compromised by greed. They deliberately produce malfunctioning equipment so they get maintenance contracts that double their profit margin.
I was thinking of that as you were telling me about Russia's superiority, and it's because mainly because the U.S. with – and this is where it's sort of the dark side of capitalism or whatever, that if you make a product that – that will be obsolete, it'll have to be replaced, and also if there's problems, then you have to get people to check up on them and all that, more money for a contractor. And that's why I hear so many stories of helicopters going down, not even about this Russia-Ukraine situation, but just going down all the time. And I'm thinking, I'm just wondering how they're made and if other countries have the same problems. And I'm not a, I know you're a military person, but I'm not, but I just wonder how many countries have the same type of helicopter issues with different manufacturers. And I just wonder, and that's why U.S. has lost its superiority and everything, not to mention the woke army. I mean, this enraged me, and the weakening by the forcing of the vaccinations. And a doctor was recently told to cover up about the people whose whole lives are ruined in the military by these vaccines that were mandated. They've weakened and destroyed the military, and this has to be done on purpose. This is being done on purpose. You can't do what Biden has done without it being on purpose. And there's no way he couldn't have met with and staved off this war if he could have said, we're not giving you a penny, we're not giving you a dime. If you don't, you know, he could have worked this all out before this whole invasion. And I know Donbass had been bombed for 8 years, and the media never covered it, just like they don't cover the war in Yemen and all the suffering there. They don't cover certain situations, and that's why they were just fed up, and Russia finally took action. But this is, he's a disaster, but this has got to be being done on purpose. They could have destroyed him early on, Biden, the powers that be, with pictures of him looking at all those little kids, and they could have made him unelectable right away. And I know he didn't win anyway, but they could have made him unelectable. They wanted him in there, a puppet. They got him, and now look where we're all going. We're all going toward the Great Reset unless we all rise up, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Lori. Listen, I've got here a fascinating report from Donnie Shocks. This guy, wow, it says must watch. This guy has a copy of Hunter's laptop. He's hiding in Switzerland along with a team of forensic computer experts. They have uncovered many things Hunter thought he had deleted. Twice as many emails and four times as many images as originally thought. He says this should take down two-thirds of our federal government on both sides of the aisle. He describes Hunter's laptop as a RICO case against our entire government. Let's listen to a bit of this, Lori. Let's see what we got here.
Okay, for an explosive interview right now, Jack Maxey, former co-host of The War Room with Steve Bannon. He has been all over the Hunter Biden laptop from Hell Story. Jack, can you disclose where you are in general terms right now?
Yes, I am in the wonderful nation of Switzerland, a country that values liberal ideals of democracy and openness. It's perhaps the only place on planet Earth where I feel safe.
Good.
And I wish to extend my deepest gratitude to the Swiss people for being so brave and upholding the ideals that they're famous for.
Well, that's good news to hear. That's actually great news to hear because there's not a lot of good news coming out right now. You've been all over this story since October of 2020 when you received this laptop from Rudy Giuliani, and Rudy had also given it to the Maryland State Police. Fallout for you and Rudy and, of course, the computer store owner who recovered this laptop that was dropped off for repair. Has your life been upside down since this? Because I know you've been screaming at the top of a mountain and nobody's been listening.
I would say that, yes, my life is upside down, but it's well worth it because fighting to save our wonderful country and potentially the West and exposing the criminal global conspiracy between our elite, our intelligence agencies, and the communist Chinese is something that everybody needs to hear about. So I feel honored that I'm able to do this. Yes, it's uncomfortable, but somebody has to do it.
Well, you were doing it a little bit on Bannon's War Room. I remember that's where I first heard about the story. But, you know, this is big. You're talking about Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Ukraine, the fallout of the political elite, in other words, the cabal, the people who've been basically running and pulling the puppet strings for quite some time, their corruption, compliments of the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. If you were going to summarize with the most egregious content you found on here, how would you triage this in terms of the worst to, I don't think there's better, but
are numerous national security violations that we found today, which are horrifying, which I cannot explain because they're national security related.
Mm-hmm.
I have contacted the embassy in Bern already, plan to go and see them and bring them the evidence. We came here to do a forensic walkthrough through the laptop, and we assumed that the original forensic analysis from Merriman and Associates, who were hired by the Daily Mail in March of last year after I flew them a copy, and for everyone out there listening, every single thing I've done has been on my own dime or that of my elderly parents who love this country. And so Merriman and Associates looked at it, and we thought, okay, there's 128,000 emails and 27,000 pictures, and that was largely what I had found. But now, as we've taken the thing apart, we have found double that number of emails, quadruple that number of photographs, documents that he thought he had deleted, thousands of pictures that he thought he had deleted, numerous other things. For the bad actors out there, we've already distributed this information. Everything is going to end this week. I have told many people that I was going to put it all up online in days, and unfortunately now we realize that there are another 100 130,000 emails that no one even knew about. Let everybody know how bad it is. I have 100% clear, 100% in writing evidence that Metabiota, you've heard me speak about this, that Metabiota is inside Ukraine working in those labs, is a DOD contractor in writing, and just 15 minutes ago we found documents that make it appear as if Zolchevsky, the crooked criminal chairman of Burisma, is actually one of the largest shareholders of Metabiota. And now America and the world can understand exactly why Joe Biden had to go over there and make sure that Zolchevsky was never prosecuted.
Right.
It's all there. This is the most horrifying things I've ever seen. And on top of that, the national security violations that we found are things that made me weep to think that people would betray this country at that level. And I am in a responsible fashion. It is not making my job easier, but I called the embassy this afternoon and I'm seeking a meeting there with the regional security director. Other people are already in the loop. I got advice from very brave Americans as to what I should do. But I can assure your audience that everything comes down, everything. And I want to see dozens of intelligence agents, FBI, people inside the Department of Defense, inside our health services. Yes, we were running labs inside Ukraine. Yes, Metabiota was in those labs. Yes, Zolchevsky, the chairman of Burisma, is one of the largest shareholders of this company. It also looks like getting Zolchevsky a little cut in the grift on Metabiota when the intel agencies are running a company. You get fired.
We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And Lori, just a day or two ago, the Daily Mail published the following exclusive. Hunter Biden did help secure millions in funding for U.S. contractor in Ukraine specializing in deadly pathogen research. Laptop emails reveal, raising more questions about the disgraced son of then vice president. Here are some key aspects. The Russian government held a press conference Thursday claiming Hunter Biden helped finance a U.S. military bioweapons research program in Ukraine. The allegations were branded brazen propaganda ploy to justify President Putin's invasion of Ukraine and so discard in the United States. But emails and correspondence obtained by Daily Mail from Hunter's abandoned laptop show the claims may well be true. The emails show Hunter helped secure millions of dollars of funding for Metabiota, a Department of Defense contractor, specializing in research on pandemic-causing diseases. He also introduced Metabiota to an allegedly corrupt Ukrainian gas firm, Burisma, for a science project involving high biosecurity-level labs in Ukraine. The president's son and his colleagues invested $500,000 in Metabiota through their firm, Rosemont Seneca Technology Partners. They raised several million dollars of funding for the company from investment giants, including Goldman Sachs. This is even worse than we thought, Lori. I mean, Hunter's even involved in the production of these pathogens in Ukraine. How disgusting is this? And obviously, Christopher Wray knew all of this and sat on it so it wouldn't affect the U.S. election. I mean, what a traitor that man is as director of the FBI. Unbelievable.
I can't believe that that Trump, and you know, there could have been genuine change in the world if Trump just surrounded himself with the right people. So, I mean, I just got to make that point. But yes, it's unbelievable that that's where U.S. tax dollars are going. And now I read something I think it was Newsmax. They want to make a vaccine that will have properties that will jump to the unvaccinated. So there you have it. Now no one will have a choice. That's how they'll get around all these issues of people who don't want the vaccine. This is just a sad world. And we're funding all of these disease research really to create a pandemic so that the vaccine really – as people have said, the pandemic was created for the vaccine, all right? That's why there's patents to everything. Years ago, there's patents to the COVID and everything else. That's why the anger on China was never really rose to the boiling point, because deep down we know it's DARPA and the Pentagon all working together. It doesn't mean Chinese scientists weren't involved, but they're at a lab doing their job, funded by who? The U.S. is funding the Wuhan lab till 2024. No one knows about that. Fauci's at the bottom of all of this cesspool. He's still there. I just cannot believe that nothing has been done about him. This is just a scam. And a lot of people are waking up, but not enough. That's the problem. Not enough. And Hunter Biden, by the way, God, you know, on that laptop that you played that whole, the interview before the break, that laptop, here's the one thing that gets me, or puzzles me rather. You're very, very wealthy. You're done with a computer. And, you know, I support recycling and all that. But if I was Hunter Biden, wouldn't you pay somebody like money just to take a hammer like Hillary did or do a DOD wipe of the hard drive? Wouldn't you just have that done? Why take it to a store? I mean, this is all puzzling to me. It sounds like in a fit of anger, he wanted to frame his father so he couldn't. Because deep down, that's what all this probably is, resentment of the father. Yeah. That's why he does all this. I just wonder why he brought these laptops to a store anyway, instead of just destroying them.
Well, look, Joe Biden may think his son is the smartest guy he's ever known. It seems to me he's seriously mentally flawed. He's also a junkie. He's high. He may have taken him in when he was on a trip and didn't even realize what he'd done. He had a problem with the laptop. Well, what do? You take it to somebody who can repair it. And then he forgot about it because he'd been high when he took it in. There are innumerable explanations, Lori, some of which are Freudian along the line you're talking about, that he had profound resentment against his father and wanted somehow for us all be exposed. But look at the massive efforts. When you even control the FBI, when the FBI is going to keep your secrets, no matter how lurid, no matter how disgusting, no matter the degree of criminality, there's even videos there of Hunter cavorting with the Obama girls. I mean, it is disgusting beyond words. And Christopher Wray dutifully locked it up, just as James Comey had dutifully locked up the Anthony Weiner laptop to preserve Hillary's viability for the 2016 election, just as Wray was to preserve Biden's viability for the 2020. But we know if it had not been massively rigged in every state where Zuckerberg contributed massive number of Zuckbucks to stuff those ballot drop boxes, which should never be allowed, just as mail-in balloting should only be allowed under extraordinary and very limited circumstances, the Democrats just stole it wholesale. And now, of course, you're supposed to be a conspiracy theorist or a nut job if you challenge the authenticity of the election or January 6th or even the Biden program with regard to the vax. Yes, Lori, more.
Right. It's insane. This election was stolen 100%. As I've said, because I know someone that went to the rally, he talked to the Secret Service person there, said 57 to 58,000 people were at the rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, a couple of days before the election, okay? And the same day, Biden had like 16 people in the circles at a quote, rally, all right? And even those car rallies, okay, so people defended Biden and said he wanted to keep his people safe from COVID, but Trump didn't care. But that isn't true because even those car rallies he had, what a joke. There would have been cars for miles, which there are, trying to get into a Trump rally. And his support is underestimated. I attended four rallies in Connecticut 2016, and all four different areas of Connecticut, a wealthy area, a blue-collar area, four different areas, okay? Each four places, lines of 8 hours, packed to the gills. And by the way, when you left, you got harassed, the one in Hartford. The police defended the protesters, harassing people walking downstairs out of the arena. Totally did not intervene on us getting harassed when we left, physically bothered, okay? But anyway, his support, that's Connecticut, a deep blue state, right? This is 2016, this is before all the inflation and everything. So what I'm saying is his support, Trump's support, is underestimated, I guarantee you. And yet Biden won this election, and we're not allowed to say anything or question. People walking around in the Capitol who were let in by police on January 6th, let in. And I said, if I was let in by a police officer opening the door, I would have thought it was cool, and I would have walked around myself and taken pictures. Those people are sitting in jail, rotting. They're denied bail. You have rapists and murderers out, the school shooter in Michigan out the next 2 days later on bail, shooting a school. But you can sit, you walk around the Capitol, let in by a police officer, you're sitting with no bail in jail. This is, and people are treated horribly, the conditions. It's obviously a signal sent. You cannot question this coup, this 100% coup d'etat that took place in 2020. It enrages me, and we're stuck with this. And then the second person, who they purposely allowed to be more incompetent and feeble than the first so that nobody would touch Biden, this idiot, Kamala. I mean, you know, this is where we are. And if Trump had picked a decent vice president, we wouldn't be in this boat right now, but he picked traitor Mike Pence. So this is where we are. I'm just saying Trump's choice of people is sort of responsible for some of this mess, I got to say. I really have to say.
Yeah, yeah, Lori. Well, listen, there's another wonderful piece by Joaquin Hagopian that's on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. The Biden laptop, New World Order's Pandora box to satanic cesspit in hell, with a featured image. What are the odds of four people all having children working for the Ukrainian gas company when they include Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and Mitt Romney? This is disgusting. This is disgusting. Here's how he begins. With the New York Times article of 16 March 2022 admitting the Hunter Biden laptop story first uncovered by the New York Post on October 14, 2020, that's nearly 2 years earlier, just ahead of the rigged, stolen presidential election, was neither the figment of some conspiracy theorist's imagination nor the evil plot of yet another Russian disinformation campaign, but was every bit as real as night and day. The singularity of the homogenized fake news network quickly drowned out both the Post and Trump ally Rudy Giuliani allegations as the mainstream prostitutes went into overdrive, reading off the same old cover-your-ass script to blame Russia again. The famous laptop hard drive from hell dropped off at a Delaware repair shop in April of 2019 by coke fiend pedivore Hunter Biden. And there, see, he may have been on coke. Contained a plethora of bits and pieces of virtually all the covered-up scandals of our time is now unraveling in real time. The proverbial thumb in the dike is ready to blow wide open, no longer able to stop the tsunami of filth laid waste of deep state crimes against humanity. From the crooked Biden crime family coffers to the bioweapon labs of Wuhan, Ukraine, and beyond, the infinitesimal array of deep state lie begetting the deep state lie is exploding to fully explode, expose the endless trail of murder, cover-up, and cabal criminality destined to bring down the extended deep state family mafia. Not just the Bidens, but Obamas, the Clintons, the Bushes, both the DNC and rhinos, Ukraine, and entire cast of other paid-off bad actors. I recommend everyone should check this out. Check this out on my blog at jamesfetzer.org. You don't want to miss this. Lori.
Yes, this is obviously a money laundering satellite state. I don't know how much money Zelensky's getting for what, saying what he says and doing what he does. He's a total freak to me. I mean, you could tell he's insincere on everything, every time he speaks. But anyway, Putin, they said he tried to have they tried to say he has a $700 million yacht. Every picture of Putin in his off-duty time is fishing in the woods. He's not interested in those money types of things. You know, the yachts, some people are interested, like Beyonce and all that. He's not interested in those types of things. It's very obvious by the persona. But yet they're saying it's his yacht, even though there were British people aboard. They said it might be his yacht. So that was a whole weekend story that he has a $700 million yacht. Okay. But anyway, this is a corrupt money laundering state, Ukraine. And it's finally got exposed by Putin. And, you know, I'm starting to think this is a religious overtone situation. When you see Hollywood and all this garbage, it's really, there's always some wink and a nod to Satan in there. And I'm not, you know, I used to think people who said these kind of things were freaks and weird, but I'm telling you, these are winks and nods and the little Masonic, you know, covering the eye and all this stuff. And, you know, It's very obvious what they're doing here, and it is satanic. It's a good versus evil thing, because what is going on in Ukraine, to me, and it's the Ukrainians. I've seen so many videos shooting at cars of people who left, not the Russians, all right, not the Russians, but yet it's Russia that they're saying committed war crimes. But I'm not saying in every single case. I'm sure there's some Russian there that did something horrible over there, I'm sure, but in general, generally, it's the Ukrainians that were shooting at the cars of the people who are leaving, from all the videos I've seen. So, anyway, I'm starting to look at things with religious overtones. It's good versus evil. Look at that laptop. I'm sure there's child porn on that laptop of Hunter's, you know, and it's all used probably against him so that he couldn't say anything. You know, it's a blackmail point. And they said Trump had that tape in Russia, which was all phony. But it was really Hunter with the tapes that they had something on him. That's the irony here. It's Hunter, not Trump.
Yeah. Well, Lori, it's all just absolutely stunning. I mean, it's just absolutely stunning. I mean,
there's no and
the corruption of our government is beyond belief. I mean, god awful.
And these leaders, some of them, like Jacinda Ardern, these New World World Economic Forum, although it is the New World Order, leaders, she had a certain amount of money when she got in there, like $800,000, and now she's worth millions. I mean, these leaders all became wealthy by pushing the vaccine that got in there. Now, how did that happen? How did that happen, that they all got very wealthy with the pushing the vaccine? You know, how did that happen? It's insane. And there's so many cases of myocarditis now. And I saw this tweet, a meme somebody put, don't let myocarditis become normalized like they did with autism. Because it's true. And they worked, moved heaven and earth to say the autism wasn't caused by vaccines. So what's it caused by? I mean, how come it was like 1 in 150,000 years ago and now it's like, it's going to be 1 in 2 by like 2047. I mean, obviously some people are getting paid off to say certain things. It's all part of the plans they have for the great reset, you know, under the World Economic Forum. All those leaders came out of there, all these young leaders, and this is the plan. And this is, we got to stop this thing. I mean, this is, like I say, good versus evil. I don't know how else to call it. Nobody wants to live in the society. Nobody. When you think about the society they have coming. But if you look at Twitter, none of this is reality. It's all Trump's kids are corrupt and all this. When you look at Twitter, it's unbelievable what goes on. When you look at social media, everything is banned that is questioning anything.
Yeah. Lori, and that brings us to your latest newsletter, what I think is absolutely sensational. You begin, Biden admin operated with missing data as the CDC issued pandemic guidance. I mean, this is outrageous.
I know.
Let me read it and you can comment on it. The Biden administration didn't have data on student learning loss when the CDC issued its COVID-19 school reopening guidance. The email also showed Fauci flagged an article citing scientific studies disputing the need for students to stay 6 feet apart, knowing the rule appeared to be based on decades-old research. Additionally, CDC denied a Harvard University public health expert request for state-level vaccine distribution data, which he needed for her research on how policies affect vaccinations. These emails show the CDC forged ahead and crafted pandemic policy based on poor data, even after they'd been warned old, out-of-date research was being used to support their guidelines. Caitlin Sutherland, executive director for Americans for Public Trust, told Fox News, "Lori, that's because they had a predetermined conclusion. They knew what they were going to issue in terms of their order. They didn't care about the facts of the matter. They most certainly were not following the science."
That's right. And you know, that 6 feet thing made a huge difference. I remember finally I went to a store, a Trader Joe's. I didn't want to go, waiting outside for a half hour in cold weather to get in, and they had chalk on a sidewalk where to stand. I mean, the people there, and then they sanitized the card handles, and then, which that I agree with actually, and then they let you in. Waiting a half hour, then of course you buy more in the store because you don't want to go through this again, a half hour outside in cold weather waiting to get into a store. So I bought extra to avoid doing that again. But this whole 6 feet thing was, you know, think of schools with children and all that wanting the companionship, that in the plexiglass and all that money that was spent for the schools to get, quote, safe, although they serve the junk food, never anything healthy, of course, to the students, of course. But anyway, think of the money that was spent on the 6 feet thing versus the 3 feet. How many less people were allowed in a store? Seniors suffering, waiting outside and you know, having to struggle, and people overbought and they didn't get to the food. I mean, this is all a disaster, all done, no matter how much human suffering, to get these regulations in, all to show the pandemic was worse than it was so that Trump would lose votes. All it was. And the proof of that is the vaccine miraculously, because some people wanted a vaccine. It was announced a week after the election. So they couldn't have done it, announced that a vaccine was coming a week before the election? No, because Trump wanted to lower the prices of insulin and actually took on, to some degree, the pharmaceutical industry in some ways. And the minute Biden got in, he revoked Trump's insulin cap order, by the way, and then he gives speeches saying, we've got to lower the prices. Imagine having a child that can't get insulin. He rescinded Trump's insulin cap on the prices the day he got in office, Biden. Something the media never covers, but it's a fact. And this is like you say, the corruption of the U.S. government, it goes back to what you say, at the highest levels. Exactly what you said. Exactly.
Well, and then you have another sensational report, Lori. CDC, other health agency won't provide employee vaccination data from 2022. They appear to be exempting their own employees from taking the vax because they know what the hell it's all about. Here's your summary. The U.S. CDC and three other top federal health agencies are refusing to provide employee COVID-19 vax data for 2022. The CDC and other agencies, including the one forcing virtually all healthcare workers to get the vax, say their most current employee vax data is from December 3rd of 2021. Epic Times asked the CDC, the FDA, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, and the National Institutes of Health, through Media Requests and Freedom of Information Act, to provide vaccine data current through March of 2022, including the number of unvaccinated workers and the number of workers who received an exemption to Joe Biden's federal worker mandate, which is blocked by the courts as of January. Tell us more, Lori.
It's unbelievable. Any group that won't provide data, you wonder why a group will not provide data. This is our taxpayer dollars on all these agencies, everything you listed there. All these groups are funded, like CDC and all that, U.S. tax dollars. It's unbelievable, and I don't know why. I know the people, which, imagine this, it never gets covered. Medical people that did not want the vaccine, instead of everybody taking a step back and saying, wait a minute, this is a medical professional, and they don't want the vaccine, let's find out more. Instead, they just all got fired. And by the way, people can get this newsletter. I just want to say, legitgov.org, and hit the subscribe button, and it's free, of course, but and I hope you get to the next one. I don't know if you will, but this fool, Eric Adams, he's a fool. He could be a, could have been a great mayor. I don't know if you're getting to the next one. I hope you do.
Well, Lori, Lori, we're going to have a break, and then we're going to get to it. We're going to go through your whole newsletter, girl. I think you're doing a great job, and that's why I want you on today. I think this is just a sensational newsletter, an example of what you're doing week after week after week, and I think it's sensational. But what you're uncovering is just staggering here, and you can respond after the break or a few words before. New York City won't rehire unvaccinated workers, Mayor says. Adams moves to lift the vaccine requirement for athletes and performers. New York City Mayor Eric Adams said Thursday his administration would not rehire unvaccinated city workers. Around 1,400 city employees were fired earlier this year for failing to comply with the city's COVID-19 mandate. Adams, during a news conference, say he did not plan to rehire them. Also, he moved to lift the vaccine requirement for athletes and performers, including Brooklyn Nets star Kyle Irving. What the hell is going on here? Does he realize the inconsistency, the hypocrisy? This is disgraceful, Lori.
Even The View, the women of The View, and I can't stand that show, but I saw a clip. They were even saying about the hypocrisy, how people at the top were treated differently than people at the bottom, which has been consistent throughout this pandemic or scamdemic. And by the way, I do get hate mail sometimes from this news, especially when I question the Russia-Ukraine situation. I got a lot of hate mail on that one, for saying that Ukraine does have Nazis within there and they're operating as Nazis do. And I didn't say that. I had the summaries, and people did not like that, by the way, that you question what CNN says. They don't like that. So sometimes I get some hate mail, but some people liked it. I got praise. So I get both.
Well, Lori, it's just stunning. We're about to hit the break. I think you're doing fabulous work. I'm so glad you could join us again today. Going through your newsletter was just so impressive with so many important issues. I wanted to bring you back so we could go through it and let the public know what you're doing and the terrific job. We'll be right back with Lori Price after this break.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs, but there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either," available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Torture us and bomb us, fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio. 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 Radio.
Amazon banned my book so you wouldn't learn what really happened at Sandy Hook. It was a FEMA drill presented as mass murder to promote gun control. Then they sued to shut me up, and the Wisconsin courts played along. I have the proof and the law on my side. What I don't have is the money. They want to do to us what they've already done to Canada. Take guns, impose tyranny. It's on the way with Remington's help. First insurance, then registration, then confiscation. I'm asking SCOTUS to stop it. GiveSendGo.com, funding Fetzer. Check it out. This is for all the marbles.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. I guess Jim went on a long break. Is Lori still there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Lori. This is Mitch, the Jim's producer.
Hi, Mitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't see, let me see where Jim's at. So tell us more about your website and its contact information.
Sure. The newsletter, which is a compilation, as Jim read some summaries before the break, you get some key summaries that kind of don't get as much attention. And I compile it about three times a week and send it in the form of an email. And you can go to legitgov.org, LEGITGOV as in victory, .org, and you hit the subscribe button and it pops up and you can put your email address in there and then you get the newsletter. So hopefully covering some stories that don't get as much attention like we did on the CDC data and all that. So, we won't get all these stories all at once in the media. I mean, they are summaries from some mainstream and some alternative sources, but it's a balance, and I try to make sure everything in there is true, or at least as true as it's been reported, and get it out there to people.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I don't know where Jim is. Maybe he got caught up in a delivery or his wife. That could always be a problem. What do you foresee in this, all of this, Ukraine, all of this Ukraine? You know, as Jim was talking, you know, driving us towards World War III, and pulling us that direction. Do you think there's any way we can get out of that or stop there?
I'm torn. I sometimes think all of this is planned in a way and they have an off-ramp. I hope eventually they have an off-ramp no matter what, planned or not.
Right.
I just wonder sometimes if it's all planned, they want to just spend a lot of money on the weapons, get the oil prices up, push toward the Great Reset, have some food shortages, because Russia and Ukraine provide a lot of wheat and the fertilizer, which apparently some farmers are interviewed saying it's a fortune now to get these crops out. And as we may know, and people don't mention it, Bill Gates is the largest single farm owner in the United States, which really scares me. Bill Gates. That's why they put these cutesy articles out there about how there's nothing wrong with eating bugs. They want us eating bugs. You know, this is all Great Reset stuff. Sometimes I think it's all planned, but then sometimes I think Russia finally had enough. It did something about it, and all this is just happening, but we can't let it go to nuclear and chemical. I mean, the whole world will never recover because you can't stop radiation at a certain point. It's just going to go around the globe, and it's going to be a disaster. You know, they talk about climate change.
But you know what's stunning is that Biden is all but provoking a nuclear war with Russia. All these incredibly stupid remarks he's making, the White House, after having to walk it back, after he says Biden cannot be allowed to stay in power. I mean, how incredible is that?
I know. It's insane. They had to walk it back, but they're making acceptable. They're getting a new generation here, young people that, and we know nothing, knowledge isn't really taught in school. It's just woke garbage. So there's people that are, you know, perhaps very young that haven't read history at all, which is a given, because as we know, as an aside, being on time is racist, math is racist, you know, it's all racist. So, you know, all that's taught now generally is woke ideology and that you're allowed to be whatever gender you choose. And not real facts. And people may not think nuclear is that bad. So perhaps all this brainwashing on the woke garbage was to get everybody distracted from something they're planning, which if the U.S. responds with chemical or nuclear weapons or provokes it, I mean, I think they're trying to change the first use policy. Because when Biden was campaigning, he was saying he wanted to get rid of it get rid of the policy that said, U.S. will not use nuclear weapons first. Now I think they're walking that back quietly. I mean, this is, and they're getting people to say it's not that bad with a nuclear war. They're actually, with the brainwashing where we are, because if you go to Twitter, it's a whole different universe there compared to facts. And I am torn between, as I was saying a minute ago, between that and whether this is planned and they have an off-ramp. They just want to just get the oil prices up. Just cause a little more pain in the middle class. I don't know whether it's planned or not, but I really hope they have an off-ramp, whether it's planned or Russia just got fed up with Donbass. I think Ukraine was secretly planning to attack Donbass anyway. I think that's why they did something. I don't know. I do not know. But it would be nice if they do have an on-ramp that didn't involve nuclear, chemical weapons or biological weapons. It would be good if they don't. You know, nobody wants to see that, I don't think. Maybe just Biden, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. And just grotesque. That this guy should be president of the United States is just such a profound embarrassment. I mean, God.
It's insane. I wonder how he's able to do Of course, the only time he had his mask off up close is when he was hugging that child in Poland. I just saw the video come up. I guess they're not aware of his weird boy, they covered that whole – they turned it into bear hugs for women. He shouldn't have bear hugged women, which nobody would – even though nobody should be touching anybody. Bear hugs for women is not what it's about. He's a straight-up pedophile. I mean, the videos you see him leering – at children. And the left wing tried to respond and get this with pictures of Ivanka sitting on her father's lap looking up lovingly. They keep showing that picture. But that's his own daughter and she's looking at him admiringly and she can't help it that she's beautiful. That's not her fault. But I'm not talking about Biden hugging his own child on his lap. I'm talking about him having other people's children on his lap who are pulling away. That's
Gary. He took naked showers with his daughter, which she said were probably inappropriate. I mean, is there any question about it?
Right. He's a straight-up pedophile when you see him looking at these children. And they try, the media, the only way they could get around this besides, you know, shadow banning me on Twitter when I showed that picture of him looking lovingly at the child from years ago that wasn't his own. Again, and the response of Ivanka and Trump is not acceptable because if he was bothering her, she wouldn't be looking lovingly into his eyes. So the whole thing is bogus with Trump. Trump has wanted to get rid of the child molesters from 2012 when he put a tweet out that said, fast trial, quick execution, something like that. But obviously, if he had those proclivities, he wouldn't be tweeting that. But anyway, it's Biden that's the pedo. He isn't wearing a mask when he's up close with a child. That's in a crowd. If you are going to do the mask thing, that's where you do it, when you're crowded with people around you. He's such a fraud and a hypocrite and everything else. And like you said, he should not be the president. I don't know how we're going to have the same problem in the midterms. They're going to put all these rhinos and neocons in for Republicans and anybody good, America First. You know that story, Karl Rove trying to destroy Eric Greitens, the Navy SEAL, who thank God stood up and said, we're not putting up with this. He's an America First candidate, and they tried to destroy him by getting his ex-wife, who's a Republican establishment, working, you know, they're all working on with lobbyists, her sister and all this, they're all working with lobbyists, to say he was abusive to her, but the kids say different. I mean, the whole thing is a scam to get this guy defeated like they did with, what is it, Sean Parnell? They're trying to destroy any America First candidates if you look behind the scenes. And this isn't going to fly, but they're not going to win in the elections. That's where they're going to have the fraud take place. Those people will go down, sadly, not the rhinos.
Yeah, just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Now listen to this. Bombshell. This just showed up. CIA officer openly confesses to rigging 2020 election for Joe Biden and says they would do it again. A CIA officer has confessed that the deep state had rigged the 2020 election in Joe Biden's favor and has boldly admitted the agency would do it again. Former CIA officer John Cipher, S-I-P-H-E-R, claimed in a stunning Twitter thread that he took particular joy in discrediting the Hunter Biden laptop from hell narrative and enthusiastically admitted to shifting the election away from Trump. Cipher was among the many intelligence experts who falsely claimed the Hunter Biden laptop story from the New York Post back in October of 2020 was part of a Russian disinformation campaign. RedVoiceMedia.com reports, a March 18 report from the New York Post mentioned how Cipher was among those officials who signed a letter saying the laptop has the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation operation. Yet these 51 purported intelligence experts didn't have any evidence to back up their assertions at the time. They were merely operating off a convenient hunch that happened to behoove the Biden campaign right before the election. They weren't operating after a hunch. They were just lying. They were just lying, Lori. This letter they'd all signed was published on October 19th of 2020, a mere 5 days after the Post dropped the bombshell story on the laptop that has since been validated by myriad of outlets, including the New York Times. And we know that the Times is such a cesspool of left-wing propaganda. For them to admit it is stunning. Clearly, the massive cover-up and attempts to discredit a valid report by clamoring about Russia during an election year had consequences. Come March 27th, Grinnell shared a screenshot of Cipher's 20 account writing, LOL, what, lots of laughs. He signed the letter saying Rudder's laptop was Russian disinformation. Lori, I'm going to forward this to you right now.
Well,
unbelievable.
Got to put that up. But, you know, I knew all those, including the perjurer, Brennan, whatever, what is it, Clapper, perjurer, Brennan and Clapper, those clowns. But, you know, I remember that the spies who came out and all said it was Russian disinfo and all this. But I'm wondering why this person, I don't know if it's in there, is coming out right now that they know, you know, that the laptop is true. And they all lied. They did anything they could to stop Trump. But, you know, the New York Times, by the way, has a history of waiting till after it really matters and coming out. Like the I think we've talked about this, the 2000 election, which was stolen because in that year Gore, although he's really bad now, but he was the better person over George W. Bush. He wouldn't have done 9/11 or Iraq, and at least that's something. But anyway, that was rigged, and then they had mining the Florida vote, which came out in June the next year. They waited till after all the brouhaha over the stolen election in 2000 ended, then go back and talk about it. They knew the spying of the NSA was going on and waited till after the 2006 election, the midterms. They wait till the Russia does its invasion of Ukraine, which for whatever, now Russia's really disliked by the people. So now they come out with Hunter Biden's laptop, burying it in, what was it, paragraph 27 of the article, that Hunter's laptop was true. They bury things after, long after it matters with the New York Times. So they could say, we corrected ourselves, but they always correct long after the point where anything could matter to anybody. I mean, this is what they do. They're the worst rag, along with the Hartford Current. Hartford Current yesterday, the cover story, it was on inequality of coaches. While the women Huskies are heading to the Final Four, whatever, anyway, they talked about the inequality of coaching staff hires. That was the cover story of the Sunday Current. I tweeted out, do you know heating oil is $4.69 in Connecticut, and you're talking about inequality of coaching staff. I mean, this is what's going on, how they're distracting us. But anyway, I got off the track, but I just had to add that.
Lori, that's not a problem, not a problem, not a problem. Just stunning. I'm fascinated that you're doing such a fantastic job with your newsletter. It's just sensational.
Thank you so much, and I hope people get it. It would be nice to make up for some of the people that unsubscribe because they thought I was doing the work of Putin because I'm showing factual rebuttals to some of these things. I mean, with the, you know, I don't put it up unless I hopefully have enough, you know, evidence of what I'm saying. I don't just put something up, you know, but there are two sides to the whole Russia thing. I mean, the people in Donbass must have been, they banned Russia. You couldn't talk, I mean, they banned the Russian language. I mean, you know, when you want to ban a language, Ukraine banned speaking Russian. Now I guess there were some billboards that went up saying you're free to speak Russian in some region on the east there, you know, that you can speak Russian again. I mean, when you take away people's language, and I don't mean us banning, the U.S. banning Spanish. This is, that's another thing, the border. You know, we gave $100 million to Ukraine's border security and security. No one's talking about this at all. $100 million in addition to all the other money that was spent. This was this weekend. While the southern U.S. border is wide open and no one is discussing this, $100 million and that steel that the U.S. taxpayers already paid for under Trump is rotting there literally because Biden suspended the construction of the border wall. So the steel is just rotting there that is already paid for. So even if you didn't agree with Trump, why not just finish what he's got there that was paid for, right? I mean, do you know, nobody's talking about these things. I don't know.
Lori, it's just outrageous across the board. I mean, good God. And Zelensky is trying to draw Putin into a meeting with him in Ukraine, where Putin would be assassinated. I mean,
I thought that was going to be in Turkey. You might know.
Well, is it going to be in Turkey? I personally would have no doubt that there's going to be an attempt to assassinate Vladimir Putin. I mean, this is the guy who's making the difference. This is the guy who's standing up against the New World Order.
That's right. He's the bulwark. Putin is the bulwark against the New World Order and the Great Reset. And I think he said something about the New World Order, that he said something to the effect of, it's Satanism, and Satan is not good for Russia, something like that. So that alone, and, you know, these things that are ascribed to him, the poisonings and all that, it's so outrageous. The person he was accused, I think, in, what, 2016 of poisoning, that person had been running around for 3 years. Suddenly he's poisoned. I mean, why not poison him the first week he was out, whatever? Why wait the 3 years? It's all such bogus, you know, anything about him. And if he goes, that's it for the world, really. If he goes, we have somebody sympathetic to Ukraine and Russia. We have a lot of problems. That's it. The whole world will go down. He's the only one standing up. One of the few.
Lori, I agree with you 100%. You've got it exactly right. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. And here you've got Zelensky taunting the West for being afraid of Moscow in his latest attempt to get fighter jets. The U.S. has already pledged over $13 billion in aid, helping them to acquire longer-range anti-aircraft systems. For scale, the entire border wall proposed by Trump was estimated to cost $11 billion. When liberal media rage, it was too much. What we're already dumping $13 billion. And get this, Lori. There's a stunning report that Elon Musk is using his satellites to provide Ukraine with data on the location of Russian tanks so they can be destroyed. Now, that, in my opinion, makes Musk's satellites a military target and Musk himself a subject of assassination. That's my take.
That's a great point about if he's using it for those purposes, those are, you know, in the rules of war, legitimate targets. You know, I agree with some of the things Elon Musk has said, but it just shows when it all boils down where he stands, you know, and I wish he wasn't doing that, but, you know, this is, yes, that's a legitimate target, and that's going to be a problem, but, what you're saying about Putin, I saw this tweet, and I don't know who was poisoned, but there was some people meeting that were just poisoned. I don't know which side did it, what happened, but, yes, I mean, they're going to blame him for everything. And you know, on the sake of just manners and politeness, Zelensky, a reason why I really can't stand him personally, is he calls the West cowards after he was given hundreds of millions of dollars, whatever, by the U.S. I mean, no matter what you think of anything, he's calling the West coward after they provided him with all this money and equipment. I mean, talk about being rude. I mean, it boggles the mind. This guy boggles the mind anyway. I don't know what his aim is. I don't know if the whole thing's a setup from the start and he's told, and I don't know how much of this is scripted. I wouldn't put anything past his government. But, you know, it backfired if it was to get people to rally behind Biden. His poll numbers are the lowest of his, quote, presidency, unquote. It's at 40% according to an NBC poll. And you know those polls are rigged. And remember, by the way, they said in Wisconsin, Trump was down 17 percentage points, so people did not go out and vote. And it was, he probably won Wisconsin anyway or very close. But imagine that, all those lies about how he was doing.
But Lori, it wasn't close in virtually any of the states. Trump just wiped them out.
Right. But Zuckerbucks, how this guy, they say Russia interfered in the 2016 election by spending $57,000 on ads, which is a penny, which is
stupid. Stupid, yeah.
A millionth of a penny.
It's nothing.
Right, $57,000 is nothing spent, right? That's zero in election world, right? And then, but yet Zuckerberg went in and spent hundreds of millions, and it wasn't to help the election, it was to steal it. All through the COVID, you know, I remember thinking the only thing could stop him is something biological, you know, like a pandemic or something. And sure enough, there it comes, you know. It's just so Fauci, this whole thing to me was just released on purpose, in my opinion. The whole timing of it was done because Trump's poll numbers were way up there. They could never have rigged it against Biden. They could never have rigged it. How is Biden able to have coherent State of the Union? I mean, he's terrible, but coherent. And then other times he doesn't even can't remember his name of his Secretary of Defense. They're drugging him up. It has to be because sometimes he's totally incoherent during the day, and then sometimes he can give a speech, even though it's poor, but he can do it. So what is going on with him anyway?
I know. I mean, you mean that he's actually able to give a semi-coherent speech?
Like he gave the State of the Union, all that, but sometimes he doesn't remember. There are times, and nobody covers it in the media. Fox News once in a while covers a little, But, you know, Fox News went downhill. Paul Ryan sits on the board of Fox Corp. So I think that tells you everything you need to know about this, why this war is being pushed morning, noon, and night. You know, because he's a neocon, and he sits there, and that's why, I mean, he allows Tucker to do what he wants because Tucker's the number one show on, I think, on cable, right? Even cable news.
Oh, yeah, by far.
Right. Now, why is that? Why is Tucker, you know, they should ask, why is he the number one, but they won't give him, I know he has the podcast, and that gets ratings, but they won't give him 2 hours. They keep Neil Cavuto. They keep these idiots on there all the time. He's on 7 days a week, practically. He's on Saturday. He's on Fox Business all week, and he's on 4 o'clock. Why is it they don't bump the 5 to 4 and move everything down and give Tucker 2 hours? Why don't they do that?
Well, I don't know if Tucker wants to do 2 hours. You know, I was offered a 5 day a week on GCN, but I only wanted to do 3. So, I mean, they're all kinds of personal. And
you could be right.
Tucker is by far the best on television. He ain't perfect. He's wet behind the ears when it comes to conspiracy, Lori. For all I know, he still thinks Lee Oswald shot JFK. But the fact of the matter is that he's overwhelmingly better than anyone else out there. And it's just embarrassing what we get from the other networks and even other shows on Fox. It's embarrassing. Sometimes I'm hearing Brett Baer talk about Ukraine, and it's just pure bullshit, just total bullshit. And yet, Brett Baer seems like a totally sincere guy. He just doesn't know shit from Shinola. It's embarrassing.
Why do we get Dana Perino, who, by the way, she's smart, I'm not denying it, and she looks nice, and she's very pleasant, and everybody on Fox seems to really like her personally. But she was Bush's spokesman, what, at the when did she step in? After the Iraq War started, or she was in the administration of George W. Bush. So where are her views? I mean, all these people that spoke.
Lori, I got to announce the call-in number, 540-352-4452, Mitchell, field your call, get you on with Lori and me. Take the opportunity, sound off, share your views. We're here waiting to hear from you. 540-352-4452. We're about to hit the break. Call in. Mitchell will get you on the air. We're looking forward to hearing from you. Back with Lori Price.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio, 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 Radio.
join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
This is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal, and my special guest, Lori Price. And as frequently is the case, our first caller is Bruce from Texas. Bruce, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, when you have Lori on, that makes for a terrific show. She's my favorite guest on The Raw Deal, or The Real Deal, whatever you call it now.
Hello? This one's the raw, but it's inconsequential. Yeah, go for it. Go for it. Say, tell us your thoughts.
Yeah, there's an Arabic proverb that says, judge a man by the character of his enemies. And so we can judge Putin by the character of his enemies. And you look at Zelensky, and I'm sure we've all seen the video of him before he was president doing gay sex acts on film, walking around in high heel boots and latex and doing a twerk dance and playing the piano with his members and doing all sorts of stupid stuff like that, you know. And just like Marco Rubio, you recall back in 2016, photos came out of him in a swimming pool full of bubble baths with about 50 men. And he's also posing on stage like a Chippendales guy, and he had that vacant stare, you know, that gay stare. And he was also pictured walking around in high heels. I guess he can look taller on the podium. I don't know. And Gopher Joe and Bill Clinton and on and on. And all these deviants that are blackmailed and are actors of our government, or fraudulent government that was overthrown in 2020. And so, you know, if Red Dawn 2 happened, you know, like in the movie, and I saw Russian paratroopers falling, I don't know if I would fight them or celebrate, you know. It's that bad. It's that bad. And I don't think the world wants to starve to death and go bankrupt and have a great reset so gay parades can happen in Kiev, you know.
Yes, yes. Lori, would you like to comment on Bruce?
Agreed. Thank you for those kind words, by the way, Bruce. Thank you so much for that. Yes, I agree. I saw those videos, and all it seems like the bigger the deviants, they rise to the top. Trump was an aberration getting in there, not being a deviant. And then they're blackmailed along the way, and they have to. If you remember, Rubio really didn't want to go back to be in the Senate, you know, run again, and he was kind of talked into it. Makes me think he was worried about translation, what was out there, and then he ran. All these weird people get in there, and especially Southwell.
Swalwell.
Yes,
Swalwell.
Charles Southwell is an author in Britain of the 19th century. Yes, Swalwell. What about his baggage? And the other guy, remember when in California he was caught finally with the person murdered with drugs? I can't think of the name, but that congressman in his district, big donor to the Democrats, if you remember the guy that was caught in California, finally arrested, having murdered a couple of black young men. They were taking drugs in his house, and I can't remember his name. But that congressperson out there in California is still in there. I have a block on all of the names, but you know who I mean there, if you remember the big scandal.
Joe Buck, I think it
yes,
is.
Yes, exactly, Buck. But by the way, I just want to say something important that just crossed. I put this up. This is the headline. This is Reuters. Six U.S. Navy aircraft, 240 support personnel to deploy to Germany, - Pentagon. I think these are the Growlers or something they're giving that's the aircraft. Not in specific response to Russian action. Look at this escalation level that is just crossed. And, of course, it was a typo, and all the sheep media didn't correct the typo without the dash. But anyway, that's what they do, idiots. But anyway, so we're escalating this situation going on here. I just want to point that out. This just came across.
Interesting. You know, I was in the 82nd Airborne. I got serviced in two branches, the Marine Corps and the Army, and during Desert Storm, Desert Shield, the air campaign, I joined, rejoined the military, 82nd Airborne. And now they're there in Poland, and I guarantee you, if they get committed, they're going to get run over by tanks. It's a very light, quick reaction force type of division. And from what I heard, that Biden didn't really get a really warm reception. I mean, it was polite applause, but, you know, nothing like
right.
former presidents, you know.
Right.
And so I feel for those guys, man. They're just going to be thrown into the meat grinder for Zog Global Homo. It's basically it, you know. It's pathetic.
Let me just real quick read this headline. This is on Daily Mail that gives more detail. Daily Mail, a lot of people don't like them, but they give more in the headline. This is, quote, Pentagon sends six U.S. Navy EA-18G Growler aircraft for, quote, electronic warfare missions with jamming software, but insists they won't be used in Ukraine's fight back against Putin. They're due to arrive at Spangdahlem, which I'm mispronouncing, air base later on Monday.
Why would they be sending them if they aren't going to use them? I mean, this is just ridiculous.
That's why you're a professor emeritus, Jim. I just got to add that. That's why. Right. Why are you
setting the table for conventional war? This is so
insulting. It's unbelievable.
This crossed 1305, 105 p.m. 105. Just crossed. So while I'm putting that up, maybe I'll just send that out alone on the newsletter because this is unbelievable. This is a big escalation. No one's going to talk about it. You know. And then I'll be told that I print lies. That's what somebody said on one of them. When I had direct, deep knowledge, you know, a lot of backup on what I said, told me that I'm not printing the truth. I don't know what reason I'd have for not putting with just making stuff up. Why would I do that?
Laura, you are highly responsible. You're doing a great job. I just can't believe anyone would be lodging. That's just a shill or a troll. That's just a phony complaint.
Yes, I've also been called a bigot, which is not a whit to do with, I don't care if somebody's purple. You know, I don't care. And I can't think of it, by the way, a conservative, whatever you want to label people. No conservative would be against Ketanji Jackson. What is it? Brown Jackson. No one would be against her if, you know, and she has a nice smile and very pleasant temperament. There's no problems there, but I read in deep on what went on with that case. These were children, pubescent children, that were in distress, crying and all this. And for her to give a much lighter sentence to that person, age 18, again, it's not an 18-year-old that media lies. It's not an 18-year-old having pictures of a 17-year-old. That would be a different matter altogether. These are children, way underage children. And she always comes down on the case of the predator or the molester. This is a scary thing. That's disqualifying to me. In my mind, that's disqualifying. And also, she can't define a woman. What's with that? That's one of the two reasons she was picked. They wanted a black woman, right? That's one of the 50% of the motive of picking her. I mean, these are, it doesn't matter if somebody's pleasant or nice, you know, I mean, I'm sure she is, but this is.
I don't see any redeeming merits to this woman. I'm convinced she's a Trojan horse. She's anti-Second Amendment. She's pro-pedo.
Right.
She wants to pack the court, though she's not willing to admit it. I think she'd be a disgrace. I mean, the Democrats have a reason for putting up someone who's only been on the appellate court bench for a year. I mean, she is a turkey. This woman should not be confirmed.
You know, she's a psychopath, in my opinion.
What makes you think that? Please, yeah, elaborate, Bruce.
Because if you're not willing, if you're a female and you're not willing to protect the lives of children, and you're going to give pedophiles and sexual criminals light sentences, to me, that's the action of a pedophile. I mean, of a psychopath. Point blank. I mean, maybe it's too blunt, but that's how I see it.
You know, the case of Hillary Clinton, now I believe, and I go by the law, lawyers, if you're assigned to protect or that's your client, okay? So if you recall Hillary Clinton early on, this horrible story that the child in that case, ended up in a coma after being raped, I think a 12-year-old. But anyway, that's her case and she got the guy off, whatever, I believe it or not, I'm one of those people that say, you know, she got the guy off, she's doing her job. But when she was telling the story later, laughing about that story, she didn't say, that's my job and I did it and that's the way it went. But you're laughing about it. That means you agree with what happened to that child. I'm sorry, but that means she's another nut job. That's what I'm just saying here.
I think that case punched her ticket, if you ask me.
That's a good point.
You know, and look how she laughed, you know. We came, we saw, he died, bombing the crap out of Libya, all those children and people that are displaced and killed and the functional government overthrown. And another one just died, Madeleine Albright, pressed
right,
the ass,
yeah.
Spit on her grave, you know?
She said 500,000 people, remember she was asked if it was okay that 500,000 Iraqi children, remember Iraq, half the population was under age 16. Nobody ever mentions that. And by the way, Ukraine, and she laughed and I put that up after she passed and somebody called me a freak for saying that she was the freak for saying that I said, I wonder how many children she trafficked and I got pushback. Of course, I did not have proof, but that's not my newsletter. That was just venting on Twitter. That's different than the newsletter. I did not have proof of that. I'm just talking tongue in cheek. But when you say, when you're asked in retrospect, 500,000 children died and you can't think of anything other to say that's utterly horrible and tragic. And that's, you know, that's a war and it's terrible. And we try to, you know, give aid after. But when you say if that's worth the trade-off, there's something wrong with you right there. Right.
Right. And Jim, I sent you a video. I'm going to have to go. I sent you a video to your inbox. Check it out. It's Hillary Clinton giving a speech when she was Secretary of State, and she's talking about how Twitter and Facebook enabled the Arab Spring, and it was all freedom, and they're fighting tyranny. And this former CIA analyst, Ray McGovern, stood up in silent protest, and he was brutalized, grabbed by the both wrists, his skin was torn. You know, is this America? That's a great video.
Ray McGovern's a good guy, and Hillary is just a repulsive human being, a disgrace. Thanks for calling in, Bruce. Always glad to hear from you. Lori, there's more in your newsletter and more we can talk about. I mean,
there's
a lot going on.
Go for it.
Give us more of your thoughts.
Well, I'm going to be putting this up now on, this is to bolster Okay, we're on the way to Germany to bolster NATO's eastern flank as Russia continues its war on Ukraine. I love the way they phrase this. And by the way, the little graphics on Fox News say war on Ukraine, but it wasn't war on Iraq, notice. It wasn't war on Yemen. I'm just pointing out the hypocrisy. You know what I mean? It's just the hypocrisy makes me really nuts.
Here's another of the stories you just published in your newsletter. military doctor attests she was ordered to cover up wave of injuries following COVID-19 vaccine mandate in the military. Listen to this. A medical officer with the military has testified in court she was told by a superior to suppress her findings with regard to the DOD's Defense Medical Epidemiological Database after the vaccine mandate. Dr. Teresa Long said, while giving testimony in court, she and two other medical professionals found a spike in cancer deaths, neurological disorders, and miscarriages after the vaccine mandate went into place. She and the others who made these shocking discoveries were ordered to keep quiet. Quote, I have so many soldiers being destroyed by this vaccine. Not a single member of my senior command has discussed my concerns with me. I have nothing to gain and everything to lose by talking about it. I'm okay with that because I'm watching people get absolutely destroyed, she said in court. And you got this bastard Secretary of Defense, who has forced the military to take the vaccines. It's going to decimate our military so that if you're not good with having gays and trannies in the military, which is just unbelievably demoralizing, you're going to get out. If you refuse to get the vax because you're smart enough to know the threat it represents, you're going to be booted out. This is vitiating America's military. And, Lori, my surmises are going to take all these migrants coming across a border, stick them in the military, give them citizenship, and count on them to fire on the American people, which American soldiers would not do.
You know, that's a brilliant point that you just made, and probably the most important point of the whole, you know, since I've been on the show, is you're right. That is a great point that they need to, you know, American soldiers, they made sure to the nth degree, every single lawsuit, to get rid of any soldier that didn't want the vaccine. Because the people smart enough not to take it, I mean, some people were absolutely forced into it. I'm not saying they're not smart. They had children. They had a job. I'm not saying everybody who took the vaccine is not smart. But they were forced into this vaccine, and the very people that stood their ground and gave up everything, they don't want them in there. Because they know they will refuse the order to fire on Americans, and that's what they're going to do, and they'll get new voters, too. Not that they need them, because they can electronically swing it. This is a disaster, and if people don't stand up soon, I don't know. Somebody of charisma has to lead something to go to just overtake all of this, that's the end. This is the end of this country, absolutely the end. It's ridiculous.
Well, don't you think that party has to be Donald Trump? And that's the reason they're continuing to focus on him. He's the one guy who's got the stature and the integrity. I mean, he's flawed. I'm not suggesting Trump is perfect, but he is so much better than the alternative. I mean, give us a break.
I know. And Trump, I didn't even really have any criticism of him in general. I mean, he listened to Fauci. He said he didn't. I think what happened is in the meetings, Fauci's probably a really personable individual, very smart. And I think a lot of these people got jobs from Trump because he was used to doing interviews of people, and the people that impressed him, he hired. And I think these are all smart people, even the ones we don't like, even the neocons. And I think these people were made a presentation and were smart and got the job, but then they turned on him because they were, you know, evil people. But even Fauci probably was very pleasant to deal with. And then he got in and he got convinced. But he's got to do better with the hiring picks. He should put his son in charge of some of his son, Don Jr. and Eric, very good politics. If you ever look at their tweets, they're not afraid. They don't hold back. Even Eric, even though we don't talk about him that much, they're both very smart politically. His kids, you know, and I don't know about Ivanka. I think she's not as astute, but the other two. And I'd love to see them get into some run for office.
I wonder about Ivanka's marriage to Jared Kushner.
Right.
I wonder if they gave her pheromones to make her fall in love with him. I just don't see that as a match that makes sense to me. How do you view it as a woman?
I think she's been brought up sheltered, but she does try to help. She's done a lot of food drives, gave out all that farm. Remember, she did a lot of distribution of farm, you know, the supplies, if you remember the food, a lot of it, even after the recent election. I think she does try to see the underside, but I think she is kind of privileged, and I think it's, remember when she got that beautiful white dog and they said she was racist because the dog had white fur? Remember that beautiful dog she got?
How absurd. How absurd
is that? That was my tipping point of my head exploding, that she got a white dog and they said, of course she got a white dog. So I guess I love polar bears. They're my favorites. I guess that makes me a racist because actually their quills are clear and it's the light that makes them look white. But anyway, I guess if you like polar bears, you're racist too, I guess. I don't know. But she's not as strong on the politics, but I think she tries to do well. I mean, I think she just liked her husband, her family life, and I think she likes that, but. The other two.
Well, I have a very favorable impression of her. I simply see her husband as probably Mossad. So I worry about how they came to be related, how they became married. I just don't see it as a natural relationship. And, you know, there are these pheromones that will make somebody fall in love with somebody else, and it would be not out of the question for the Mossad to pull off a stunt like that.
Well, I think some people, he did have a lot to offer, even as it was, Jared. I mean, you know, handsome guy and smart and all that. I mean, it's a kind, like her father, handsome guy, businessman. I don't know. Things I can't prove I stay from. He could be Mossad. I know he definitely tipped things toward Israel. You know, talk about a state pushing 4 vaccines on the people of Israel. I mean, if they care about the population at all, it just shows these states don't care about the people. You know, more COVID deaths because of the vaccines and mandatory, I think, over there, right? Then you have to have the passport in Israel to enter anywhere with the vaccine. I don't know what's going on currently. But
yeah.
These states don't care about the citizens.
It's reported to be the most vaxxed country in the world, but I'm not 100% convinced it's all on the up and up now, maybe, but I'm curious.
Yeah, I don't know what his ties, I know it could have been better. Israel, you know, they got somebody, I guess, leftist in there now. I don't know what's going on. The Iran deal, you know, I just want to say, I personally think nuclear power is a disaster because of what can happen. And there's really no way you can store waste for 250,000 years. So if you don't care about the planet, you can't really support nuclear power. But if you are going to have nuclear power, why is it Iran cannot have it, but other countries can? I mean, I'm just saying, if I was a country and other countries have it, I don't support it as an energy source, but if you are going to have it, why is Iran not allowed to have it, but other countries can have it? I'm just wondering that. I mean, as long as standards are followed, why is it you can't have nuclear power, but other countries can? I mean, I'm just saying.
The polarization of the world that's taking place here is unlike anything I've ever seen. And I mean, I've been around for a while. I'm just saying this is pretty damn bizarre. You're going to have, it's not the recreation of the old Soviet Union. It's a recreation of a new worldwide mutual defense organization that far transcends the geographical boundaries of the old Soviet Union, Lori. This is going to be international. China, India, Iran are all going to be allied with Russia. I have no doubt, and it's right that they should be. So, you know, there's a lot going on here, and it's happening very, very fast.
You know, Afghanistan just kicked out the BBC. You got a Taliban septic tank running things over there, basically, with the rights. And it seems like Saudi Arabia, which if you ask me what's the most incredible story you've covered since been doing this, I'd have to pick this one that – the U.S., the CIA brought Wahhabism to Saudi Arabia. There were pictures in Saudi Arabia pre the U.S. getting involved, where women walked around in short skirts and all this. And not that Afghanistan picture, other pictures, okay? The U.S. brought Wahhabism because they were worried about Soviet influence, all right? So that's a disgusting, you know, sect of Islam, I mean, the right, in terms of rights violations. They executed 81 people recently, most of them young. I don't know what happened there, okay? But no media coverage. But you got, the U.S. brings these, and now Afghanistan's going to pretty much be, you know, for the mineral trading rights and all that. Biden left them all that equipment, $85 billion worth of equipment. I don't know where it went. I just wonder why the U.S. did that. I mean, leaving the equipment and all that. You just wonder what's going on.
Well, none of it was accidental or inadvertent. That the plan was to turn over that massive military equipment. We've had to evacuate before. We know the proper sequence. Right. Get the civilians out first.
Even I know that. You know, I said I'm not a military person, but if you were to present me this situation, I'd say, let's get everybody out safely, then the military leave last, and keep that base, you know, there, Bagram, whatever, you know, keep the base that China's now having, I don't know. But I'm not a military person, but I would say get the civilians out first, the military leave last, and do what Trump said, which is if one American is hurt, you know, you get everybody out who wanted to leave. I don't know who wanted to stay. But China's a weird thing. The U.S. definitely wants their social credit scoring, although, you know, I think we make a lot of China out to be worse. I don't know what's going on with the Uyghurs. That's a bad situation. We can't have concentration camps and organ harvesting. I don't know what's real, what's not, but it's a bad government. The U.S. wants to emulate it in some ways, but yet they're aligning sort of more with Russia, so I don't really know what's going on with China. All the way. I know it's not a friend of the U.S., though. I know that.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, Lori, you just are doing sensational work. Tell everyone where they can subscribe to your newsletter and, you know, make contacts, send tips. If they have news tips, I'm sure you'd be glad to receive them. Tell us more.
Sure. You can subscribe by sending a blank email to Sign up, which is spelled like sign up, signing up, signup@legitgov.org, legitgov.org, which is the website itself, legitgov.org, or you can click the button there. And you can also send any kind of tips or anything to my address, lori@legitgov.org, but not large files. Just the links are good. But, yes, and hopefully people sign up for the newsletter. Replace some of the people that think I'm a tool of Putin, whatever that means.
Lori, I can't thank you enough for being here today. Thanks. Everyone out there will be back on Wednesday for the event. Thank you for joining us today. See you then.
Thank you.
This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect Triangle, live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you? Thank you.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict.